But it has some special parts. It has some special parts. It has a camera on there. And on that camera, it has, it's taking images. And it has specialized software that says, hey, there are things called objects in my environment. So the car is going down the street, and it recognizes, you know, the algorithms recognize there's something I need to know in order to drive this vehicle. So in this case, it recognized that there is some shape that's lifted off the ground, probably a sign. And so what happens is that image is then fed into the AI. In this case, this is called the deep learning system. It's incredibly complex math. It sort of models a little bit like the human brain works, but not really. But it basically hands that information off, and it pops out with an answer that says, the model thinks that with, and we'll talk percentages, it's not really quite perfect, but 93%, I'm 93% sure this is a stop sign. Okay. And then, you know, it says for all the other signs, I give it a 1% chance of being a yield sign, for example. Okay. Now, what's interesting about this is when it's doing this process, what it's doing is it's taking that thing I talked about, this image generation problem, and what it's doing is that it's, or image classification, it says, oh, I've got a thing, I need to recognize it. We don't know how to write an algorithm in the first, you know, like literally sit down and write the code. We're gonna give it to AI. And so we trust AI to do this, and we're gonna learn in just a second of how that model learns to recognize signs. Okay. So, what is the internet good at? Kittens and puppies. Okay, now here's the interactive part of the talk. So what I want you to do is I want you all to be robots. Okay, and we're gonna do a very simple task. This simple task simply says that what we have is a set of, I'm gonna give you a picture and you're gonna tell me if it's a kitten or puppy, but here's where you're a robot. I want you to forget everything you ever knew about kittens and puppies, okay? All you know about kittens and puppies is right here. Okay, now I'm gonna give you a hint. I'm gonna say the bottom left, top second from the left, top second from the right, and the one right beneath that are all kittens. Everybody with me? The rest are dogs. Now, I remind you, this is all you know about kittens and puppies. Okay, so now what I have just done, you might have heard this term before, I have just trained you, right? I have given you examples of a phenomenon. And this phenomenon, in this case, is images of kittens and puppies, okay? And your task as AI is just to distinguish which is which.